Good morning, I'm James Lake and this is the Fifi Fev and Nick Bulletin. Animal welfare group PETA have come out this week slamming I'm a Celeb for their treatment of animals in the reality series.
I'm a Celeb, get me out of here. Fev, you were the King of the Jungle in 2016.
Are you talking about it? Yes.
Somebody's gunning for it. I did say this. Yes. And it's PETA.
The people for the ethical treatment of animals.
Yes.
They're calling on everyone to boycott the show. How do you feel about that?
They've probably got some merit in what they're saying because the animals, I'm scared, so obviously they're scared. I remember getting 150 snakes chucked on me while I was sitting in a holding ute.
Maybe the snakes are doing their own show at the same time.
Yeah, imagine
they're
that.
Like, the next challenge, Fev.
No, that stinky bugger. But then...
Drama for all the Swifties this week with the re-release of Taylor Swift's album Red, creating headlines around the hidden meanings in her lyrics.
I really do love Taylor Swift.
Why?
So Scooter Braun, Justin Bieber's mate, the record producer.
Got some big dogs on his books, hasn't he?
Oh, he does. Well, Justin Bieber. He's the man behind Justin. He owns all her songs and she couldn't get them back from him. So now what she's done is she's re-recorded them. So,
smart. Yeah,
it's very smart.
You know what's not smart? Doing business with a bloke named Scooter. I wouldn't even buy something out of the Trading Post from a Scooter. Go, mate, this isn't going to work.
A list was released this week naming Australia's most controversial broadcasters with some very interesting names.
One of us made it to a list yesterday. The most controversial broadcasters in Australia. In at number 7, Brendan Favola.
Yeah, welcome, guys.
I don't think that's deserved. I think controversial once upon a time. I think now just a rock solid stand-up broadcaster.
You told our $1 million winner to bet half of it on Stakes Day because you'd still have half.
That's not controversial. Even that's smart.
Gamble responsibly.
As Victoria's restrictions ease, cinemas are finally opening back up with a massive slate of new blockbuster releases on the way.
A cinema worker has revealed their, I guess, behind-the-scenes secrets that happen at cinemas.
Remember they used to have cinema marathons and you'd go at, like, 10 o'clock at night and it'd finish at, like, 8 in the morning?
The Astor on Chapel Street, they would do doubles. Like, I remember going to see, like, Breakfast at Tiffany's and then another Audrey Hepburn movie after that. It's a big night, though.
Just back-to-back Audrey Hepburn films. Ooh. Look out, Chapel Street. There's a loose unit here.
Adele's brand new long-awaited album has finally dropped today, and to celebrate, she performed a live concert special helping a lucky couple.
A couple got to get engaged in front of Adele at her one-night-only show, but I'm sure there are times when there is a big build-up and there's a no. Because I've got a girlfriend that said she did say no before he got there, though. No.
Don't even think about it.
Don't even think about it. Yeah,
it was they you.
It wasn't me.
But then you sort of said, I wasn't.
Well, I think it took the wind out of his sails. Or
hey,
maybe...
on the way home, we've got to go to Cash Converters. Got something I've got to get rid of.
And finally, this week, a scientist has revealed that having a large behind can help you live longer.
Having a big bum is going to help you live longer. This is according to a famous doctor on Insta. They call it gluteofemoral fat.
I knew that.
Is that what the Kardashians put in their bum? I'd always wanted to do that. I don't want it to keep it, but I just want to see what it'd be like to sit on.
So you just want to do it temporary.
Yeah, and then to get it out. You'd sit on all different things. It's like a game. Don't you reckon? Maybe you'd have a water slide.
You got the weirdest bucket list out of anyone I've ever.
That's it from the newsroom. For more Fifi, Fev and Nick, grab the podcast from the Listener app. And as Fifi always says,
was like scatting.